Hey, Nick Wright at Get Nick Wright on Twitter, joining us on 720 WGN. And Nick, we had Emily Williams on, who's a social justice. She worked with universities in Chicago, talking about Muhammad Ali and whether the world would accept a 25-year-old Muhammad Ali. And I saw your stuff with Colin Cowherd earlier this week, which you clearly have a strong opinion on how we would not accept a 25-year-old Muhammad Ali, despite the beloved send-off or funeral, I should say, that occurred yesterday in Louisville. Welcome to the show, number one, and number two, your thoughts.
Thank you. I like the tradition of you guys having me on after the Royals beat the White Sox. I think we should do this more often. I mean, this isn't a debate. This isn't a question. This isn't a matter of an opinion. It's a fact. Muhammad Ali, a 25-year-old Muhammad Ali today would be reviled more than he is respected, just like a 25-year-old Muhammad Ali in the 1960s was reviled more than he was respected. That's not some polarizing hot take. It's just what we are as a country. I mean, a few years ago, an unarmed black kid in Florida named Trayvon Martin got killed by a maniac named George Zimmerman, and the Miami Heat decided as a team they were going to pose for a photo wearing hoodies. And that wasn't well-respected, or well-received, I should say, by the general public at large. So how would we react to the most powerful and popular athlete in the world, or the most well-known athlete in the world, being a 20-something-year-old black guy, saying, the white man is my, you know, the white man is my enemy, essentially? Saying the white man is my oppressor, that ain't going to go over well. And what bothered me this week was a lot of people who, let's just be perfectly honest, are Donald Trump supporters, a lot of people who do not believe in Black Lives Matter, a lot of people who think a ban on Muslims entering the country is a good idea, were acting like they loved Muhammad Ali. No, you didn't. You didn't. You hated what he represented. Own that.
First of all, Nick, I'm glad you brought up the White Sox-Royals thing, because I was going to if you didn't. But look, we've been talking about this here for a little while now and coming up with plenty of reasons of why athletes today are maybe less willing to speak out on all these kind of social issues. But I want to hear from you kind of why you think that is.
Oh, I think it costs you money. I mean, and Ali, you know, Ali wasn't just risking money. Ali was risking assassination. I mean, let's make that clear. It was in play that Ali was going to be killed for standing up for what he believed in, and he did it anyway. So Ali's a special kind of person. But you can't take a social stance without it costing you money and revenue. Like, it's just, I think it is as simple as that. So let me give you a non-sports example. There is one of the four or five biggest pop stars, music stars in the world, is incredibly involved in Black Lives Matter. But this person allows their office to be used as a headquarters. This person provides funds, and this person does it all not anonymously. The people involved know that this person's doing it, but that's because it would cost this person so much in concert sales or ticket sales or in overall popularity. So they have, it's something they believe in, but not believe in enough for it to cost them money and profile. And I think that's the position a lot of our athletes are in. We're in a dangerous, sad place in America in some ways, where just standing up on the side of justice and equality is deemed political. And as soon as something is deemed political, you're going to have half the country against you. And so I think that's why I read today that Donald Trump said Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger are going to give speeches for him at the Republican National Convention. I don't know how those guys are voting, but I would be shocked if they do that, because they know that will cost them dollars.
Nick Wright at Get Nick Wright on Twitter. Catch him on Fox Sports with Colin Cowherd. Go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Nick, because I saw that story too. I was going to mention it later on in the show, and I'm just surprised even that Brady has let it this well known that he's a Donald Trump supporter. It just doesn't seem like a great PR plan and something that can get you in more and more trouble getting closer to the election.
It sounds like an awful PR plan, but he's doing it anyway, sort of.
Well, I don't, and, you know, I sometimes wonder, is Brady in such a cocoon, like, when he said Donald Trump's my friend and I support my friends, like, did he know that 2 weeks prior Donald Trump had said the Mexicans are rapists? Like, or did he just say, hey, I've golfed with this dude, he seems cool.
Yeah.
So I don't really, which is, so I Trump said Brady and Roethlisberger are going to speak, you know, for him at the Republican National Convention. I would bet that that does not happen. That would be because Trump obviously is not your typical politician. Now, for some people, that's why they love him. But he is as polarizing a politician as we've had in this country since George Wallace. And so I don't think the most famous football player in the world can go endorse him. But maybe I'm wrong.
Nick, what do you – if you were to pick – handpick one athlete right now to step up, and obviously he's not going to be Muhammad Ali. That you're talking about boxing being on channel, you know, on ABC or you know, it would never happen again. The world is not constructed that way. But if you're going to pick one athlete to step up into some form of vacuum today, I mean, who would you even point to?
Who I would like to, or who would be the most likely to do it?
Well, why don't you answer both? Let's hear both takes.
I think the most likely to do it would either be Chris Paul or Richard Sherman. Chris Paul has been active on certain topics. Richard Sherman speaks out a lot.
Sherman's a good
one. Obviously a very sharp guy. The guy I would like to do it is LeBron. And LeBron dipped his toe in the water. I was very sad that LeBron shied away from the Tamir Rice tragedy. The 12-year-old boy who was essentially killed in a drive-by by a couple of cops, who, of course, no one's going to get in trouble for that because, you know, stuff happens. I mean, that happened in Ohio. That happened in Cleveland. And when LeBron was asked about it, he said he wasn't up on the case. That was disappointing. But LeBron's the guy that can do it. I understand that Steph is the MVP, but is LeBron the most famous American athlete in the world right now? I think the answer is yes. Like, it's probably Michael Jordan, but, I mean, take Jordan out of it as active athletes. I think LeBron's the single most famous American athlete in the world. And, you know, LeBron's from a tough background. LeBron has he put his toe in the water with the Trayvon Martin thing. I would like to see LeBron do it. I just, you know, he's got $1 billion to lose, and so that's a tough thing. And sometimes a really smart person told me once, and I don't know if I necessarily agree with this, but it's interesting. They had someone debating whether they were going to go into public sector or private sector law. And the argument for private sector was, if you want to make a difference, go make $10 million and donate $5 of it. That's going to make a much bigger difference than going to be a public defender. I don't know if that's necessarily true, but maybe it is. And if there's a long game in this for someone like LeBron, I'm going to make as much money as possible and make a difference with my money that I couldn't make with my words. Maybe there's something to be said there. Or maybe a lot of these guys are just like, you know, normal people listening who are not dedicating their lives to social justice. And there's no shame in that. There's no obligation.
Right.
I don't blame anyone for taking the Michael Jordan route. I just wish more people would take the Ali Jim Brown route.
I like that Jordan now has his own route. The not doing anything, I'm going to make as much money route. And that's fine. That's your route. It's just not as honorable as you just mentioned Jim Brown, who had a lot.
It's a hell of a lot easier.
You know, no question. No question. Nick, great stuff. One other thought before you go. I actually think, like, if it was a well-spoken athlete and went hard on a topic and people I think like people would get behind what's right, and actually sponsors would gravitate towards that guy. Like I think they'll.
Yeah, but you got the problem right there, Carm, is no one can agree on what's right.
Yeah,
that's the problem. All of a sudden, if you say, you know what, I think that maybe cops shouldn't be killing dozens of unarmed people a month in this country, you're somehow anti-police. Like, no one can agree on what's right on this. And that's why, like, there is no safe middle ground here, because people, you can't have an opinion on this stuff without somehow it being red or blue. And it's disappointing, but it's the reality.
Right. All right, Nick. Appreciate you, brother. You're the man.
Yep, good talking to you guys. Go Royals.
Oh. Nick Wright, at Get Nick Wright, and check him out on Fox Sports. He's with the Cowboys.
We'll have him on tomorrow, but only if the Royals win again.
Yeah, that's
the criteria.
That is my guy.
They have to beat the White Sox.
Some great stuff there. You want to follow up on it and have the discussion. Can you speak out? Can we agree? Is there any way to move this forward in a positive way? Love to hear from you. 312-981-7200, and also we'll get to our Billy Crystal tribute to Muhammad as well.
Yeah, promise you that. That's coming up next. 720 WGM.